Well, Declan, first of all, congratulations. Obviously, through to an ultra final, that was the intended objective of the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. You know, any day you come out of Clonus with a victory, you know, it's a good day. And yeah, it was tough. It was a real proper championship match. And in fairness to Cavan, he threw everything at us. And yeah, we're just delighted to get over the line and look forward now to an ultra final.
Yeah, it was comfortable in the end, but did it stretch you for a long period?
Oh, 100% it did. And we knew that they would bring that energy and that intensity to the game. And yeah, it was a proper championship match played here in front of a decent crowd on a proper day for football. And yeah, we're looking forward to getting back in here to full house now in 3 weeks' time and get ready for that ultra
final. 9 points. At half time, maybe a little bit lucky you hadn't conceded a goal or two.
Well, listen, we had opportunities ourselves that the final ball didn't go to hand and our final third. So listen, yeah, these things happen in championship football, and sometimes you make your luck in championship. And as I said, semi-finals are about winning and getting over the line, and that's what we're doing today.
Was the breeze a factor in the first?
The breeze was fairly strong, but at the same time, you know, it wasn't a factor in terms of us not maybe having better control of the ball and that final third. But in fairness, Cavan put huge pressure and was a lot of intensity in that area. But we sat down at half time. There was no real panic. It was just doing things better in the second half, and I thought we'd done that in the second half. And credit to the lads and the guys coming off the bench, made a contribution.
Yeah, and obviously the goals were very big, but especially the first goal was very important, because it knocked the stuffing out of them, really, didn't it?
Yeah, listen, the goal was always going to be important, scoring the game. And you know, when it came, it was probably fortuitous. It was a long ball in that broke down, and I think it was Connor to finish it. So yeah, not we'll take those any day of the week, to be quite honest.
Yeah, and the second one came from a long ball as well, so there's some profit in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, listen, the modern game, that's where it is. I thought it was a proper championship football, to be quite honest. I thought both teams went at it, in fairness to Cavan. It was a sporting game, no quarter asked or given, and as I say, we move on now and look forward to an ultra final.
Hugh McFadden picked up an injury. How is he?
Yeah, I haven't got a chance to talk to him yet. It looked like concussion, but we'll know more later on when the medical team comes back to him.
Keelan McGonigal came in and did well.
Yeah, it's all great to see Keelan back. You know, he's missed a lot of football throughout the National League, and great to get him back on the pitch. And also great to see Neil McGee back, getting some game time. You know, he's had a difficult time with injuries, and you know, 12 months ago in the semi-final against Cerrone, picked up a horrific back injury. But great to see him back, and still leading by example every night we get on that training ground. You know,
yeah, Jamie Brennan, another 6 points today, another very good performance.
Yeah, no, exactly. Jamie's just coming to hitting the form at the right time. He's also getting missed maybe 4 or 5 months of football, and he's getting back and he's hitting form now at the right time.
Yeah. So it's going to be Derry or Monaghan. You'll be watching them next week.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, and we'll be watching them, all right. And we'll get back to training probably Tuesday, Wednesday night, and look forward now to 3 weeks' preparation.